You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com.
Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. What do you do when someone talks all religious, but their life doesn't back it up? Let's get into it.
Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Aw, yeah.
We're answering a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, what do you do when someone talks all religious, but their life doesn't back it up? And Glenn, I'm not sure if you've ever encountered this peculiar phenomenon, might we do?
Well, we've all got that aunt, don't
yep.
we? You know, or the cousin or the uncle or whatever it is. You know, we've, and for some reason, it's this person who's talking in hyper-religious terms, but it's a person we can't stand.
Yes.
So it's like you can't wait to disagree with them about that, you know? But I think part of that is there's the hypocrisy in that. It's hard to get around.
Yeah.
That sense of, it's tough when someone's looking down on you and trying to elevate themselves. But when they're not even trying to be the thing they're saying they're better at you at, that's tough, you know.
Yeah.
So I think we had to find a way to, for our own mental health, to get past that and figure out kind of what box to put all these things in.
I think it's a really great place to start, and Jed, I think Glenn points a very important thing there, which is there's the uncoolness of what's happening here, the way someone's yep. treating you, and then there's just the way it eats your brain.
No doubt.
And yeah. how do we start dealing with that?
That's a great question. Well, Glenn is right, of course, that if Aunt Cindy is being judgmental towards you, that just sucks. That's a crappy place to be. That's not a fun feeling. And we're sorry that you're dealing with that. We really, really are. And it is kind of mind-bending when Aunt Cindy is clearly not doing the things in her own life that she thinks you should be doing.
Right, right. Because
it's kind of like, do you think that little of me?
Right.
But I think it actually gets kind of even weirder when there's a sense of, do you think I can't see through this?
Do you
think I'm so dumb that I can't see that you're a hypocrite about this? Or do you just not care? I can't tell which is which or which would be worse.
Right.
I mean, that'll really matter. As you put it, that will really eat your brain. That'll really mess with you. So the thing is, we can't control what Aunt Cindy does. I think that's one of the things we need to be clear about from the beginning is we would all like to just fix Aunt Cindy and have her not act this way. We actually can't make her be a different way. So we've got to come up with a solution other than that. And I think the thing that it really boils down to is how can we have peace? I mean, yes, if she would just stop it, that would be great. That would be fine. But if we take that off the table as an option, you say she's still going to be kind of judgmental in a way that is weird and bewildering. Obviously, yes, we can have some good boundaries, which is something we've talked about on this show before, and we'll be talking about again in the future. But how do we have peace? How do we think of this relationship? How do we conceive of this relationship in a way where we can have some peace? We can have some peace of mind. We can have some peace in the way that we think about Aunt Cindy and in the way that we think about ourselves.
That really is the key thing I think we're going to look at for the rest of the show here. This is not – we all have that dream of the – just the proper chewing out of this person would probably fix both their situation and therefore my situation.
Right.
If I just explain to them how they're wrong about everything. That'll be what really does it. And we'd all, I would personally love to live in that world.
Yeah.
But it's not really the way things work because people who are, they know they're not doing it. They still want to give you guff about it. So the question really is, how can you have some peace in your own situation? That's what we'll look at when we come back right here on Bridge Loud. Here on The Bridge Loud, my name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Really? Is that really? Is that true?
Yes.
I'm just being suspicious of hypocrisy.
Oh, well, that's very, very important. Jet, we're also joined by the producer of the show, Jet Burke.
Yes, I am.
Jet is confident. Glenn, why can't you get on board?
Okay.
Answer a question that came into The Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, what do you do when someone talks all religious, but their life doesn't back it up? And Glenn, we had that last segment with Jed given us, I think, what is the exact right framework to look at these situations through, which is we need to have some peace on our end and not really worry about what the other person's doing. But I think part of that is trying to understand what might lead someone to be acting this way.
Well, yeah, let's start with this idea of acknowledging we all have elements of hypocrisy in our life.
You know? Us included.
Us included, for
us
sure.
Us the most.
Yeah. I mean, for sure, the only person who has no hypocrisy in their life is just perfectly awful and then saying they're perfectly
awful. Is someone
awful.
Who's not doing anything.
Yeah.
Very clear about it.
That's right. That's not a goal that you want to hit. We're all aspiring to live, hopefully, a better life, and we're having very different degrees of success of that, and at times we might look a little better than what we're actually doing. So we want to kind of break all that down into three big categories. The first category of people who are, they just like looking down on people, they like judging people, they like condemning people. And we can all get into that from time to time.
Yeah.
You can get going on, you know, it's these people, and in that, you know, and you're losing sight of your own imperfection in that. The second big category there are people who are trying, but they're not quite making it. You know, they're kind of, you know, saying, you know, I'm going to talk a good game as a way of sort of encouraging myself to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not 100% reality of where they're at. And I don't think that's a terrible thing to be either, by the way. And then that last group might be people who are feeling ashamed that they're not doing better. So they're kind of saying, we all need to do better, and this is what it's about. And they're sort of preaching to themselves. And it's a way of almost kind of condemning themselves by condemning others in a way. And that can be very unhealthy as well. So I think once we have that sense of what category to put those people in, we know how to address them.
That's a very important thing. Jed, how does that work? We'll look at this more in the next segment, but what value does understanding where someone's coming from have in our goal to get that peace for ourselves?
That's a great question. I think the bottom line is it's easy to just paint a lot of people with the brush of hypocrite. And I don't like hypocrites, so I don't like you. But as Glenn's breaking down, you've got some people that are mean, you've got some people that are ashamed, you've got some people who are trying their best and it's not going great. I think those should provoke different responses from us. You know, I mean, meanness, no, I'm not putting up with that. Whereas a person who they're struggling with a deep sense of shame in their life, that should provoke a sense of sympathy on our parts. Of, man, I'm really sorry you're so unhappy. That's bad. You know, people, you know, who are trying, it's not going great, but they're trying. I think, you know, we can salute the fact that they're trying. But it's one of those where when we dig into the details a bit, we find these are very different realities. I mean, they may all be hypocritical, but the bottom line is it can be pretty different. So the question we've got to ask is, what kind of hypocrite is Aunt Cindy?
Absolutely right. So we'll look at it when we come back right here on the Bridge Line.
Turn away from the fire, a strike, one, two, three.
We're back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
You know, Matt sounds all excited, but I don't know if that's really true.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
You've caught me in this. It's this web of entanglements in which I was trying to cast you all. I also joined as producer of the show, Jed Brewer, whatever.
Nice. That was really honest.
That was good. That
was good. Can you answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com? This week's question says, what do you do when someone talks all religious, but their life doesn't back it up? So, Glenn, we've been looking the whole show at this idea of hypocrisy is the word we put on this. Now, last segment we talked about breaking people who do this kind of thing down into three main categories. There's people who just like being mean, but looking for an excuse to do that. There's people who are trying to do their best and aren't quite living up to that. And then there's people who maybe feel bad about the things in their own life and are trying to make us feel bad as a way of covering that.
Yeah.
So with those three distinct things, how do we react to people who are in each of those categories?
Well, yeah, I like the way you're laying that out, because really we're saying hypocrisy is the category that all this is under. But we almost need to move completely past the hypocrisy to see what's happening underneath. So we have a way of seeing hypocrisy, and that triggers a whole thing, right? Yeah. You know, that's I'm not going to have anything to do with this person. I'm going to reject them. They're dead to me. All this kind of stuff. But it's what we're really looking at here is, let's acknowledge there's a hypocrisy, yes, but let's look at what is this like, because not only are we identifying three different types of things that end up being hypocritical, they're very different from each other and require different reactions. If someone's mean, you need to keep your distance from a person like that. You're going to have that negativity is going to rub off on you. You're going to start being that way. If someone's really trying and failing, they're kind of sounding like they're doing better than what they are, let's identify the parts that are working and let's celebrate that. Yeah. And that's going to give us energy and focus to focus on the parts that aren't working. And that's good. So we don't have to call that a hypocrite and put that person down. They're already doing that to themselves. And then someone who's covering that sense of shame by kind of, preaching down to themselves, by preaching down to other people, that's about, let's get some love into that. Let's give some forgiveness into that, some patience into that, some grace. That's what those people need.
I think those are very good and excellent situational response to these things. Jed, is there something that we can look to kind of underlie, no matter which of those categories someone falls into, and until we find out, maybe think that through, how can we behave no matter how they're behaving?
Man, that's a great question. I think the best thing you can possibly do if you're around situations that have a real hypocrisy to them is to decide, I'm going to strike a blow for freedom in my own life. I am going to make a decision to have a spiritual life and an interior life that is governed by not just honesty, but a radical honesty. And not just authenticity, but a radical authenticity. I am going to be who I am. I'm going to be true to myself, whether other people are or not. And I'm going to figure out how to find relationships with other people who have made that same decision, with other people who are choosing to be radically honest and authentic.
And we'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Help me do the same.
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Hello!
You know, we've talked a lot about, you know, people saying things they don't believe. Maybe even the co-host of this show showing a little more enthusiasm than what's really true. But something we're always genuinely enthusiastic about on this show is the secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
So, Glenn, a question that came in this week was about people talking all religious and then not really living a life that backs that up. We're going to talk about this idea of hypocrisy, how we deal with that, how we think about that. So, we work with folks who are coming out of jail, of course, are coming out of gang life, and there's a real... That's a culture that is very down on hypocrisy and maybe kind of sees it around every corner where maybe it even isn't. So when you're talking to people who are that averse to it, that hypocrisy is that big a concept in their life, where do we start with finding a way to move forward on this?
Well, I think it starts with recognizing that God knows that we're a work in progress. If he knows that and he's comfortable with that and he celebrates that and he has patience with that, that means I can feel that way towards myself and I can feel that way towards other people. But it's this mentality of I have to make this be perfect today. And I had to maintain this perfect thing. That's what's killing me. That's what's driving a lot of hypocrisy. That gets me fibbing and pretending and putting on a mask and all those things. My life starts to get worse right away in those situations. So I think it's really about recognizing that God accepts a process where I'm getting better little by little, day by day.
I think it's a really great point. I think one of the difficulties about situations like this, as Glenn is pointing out, is if we're not comfortable with that in ourselves, that we're a work in progress, that things aren't going to be perfect, any kind of criticism that we take in, as we've been talking about, you know, Aunt Cindy saying the thing, is going to lead to a lashing out because we're really insecure about that. No matter what Aunt Cindy says or what's how valid it is, if we feel bad about ourselves, that becomes something we have to be defensive against. And a classic way to try to do that is to try to tear the other person down. If you have Thanksgivings like my family has Thanksgivings, you've witnessed this play out in real life. Of, you know, maybe you shouldn't drink so much. Well, maybe you shouldn't get divorced 4 times, and now we're all off the races.
All right.
And nobody's really all that happy, are they?
Yeah.
But that knowledge of I am a work in progress, and God and I are doing our own thing. Nobody else gets to comment on it. Nobody else gets to say that it's not enough, that what I'm doing is not enough. If God's happy with where I am, as you're saying, that's exactly where we are, allows us to do this kind of analysis we've been talking about today, of saying, okay, Aunt Cindy said that thing, and I don't care, because I know God and I are on the right page. So why did she say that? How should I respond to that in a way that's healthy and not just dramatic and making everything worse? When you start with that kind of confidence, not in yourself, but that God is okay with where you are and you're working on it, it allows you to do all these things, to have a much more peaceful life, so we started off with. That's what we want for you. That's what God wants for you. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
God, my Father.